Well played.
That was grand. I certainly enjoyed it.
Oh, thanks, George. Shall I play it again?
Oh, no.
All right, then. Oh, by the way, Gracie, right after the broadcast, how about you and me being my guests at Billy Rose's Aquacade, huh?
Well, I'll be glad to go once, but I've been there again.
Well, that's smart, Petter. You know, I was there the other night, and Johnny Weissmuller is really a swimmer. He starts out with the Australian crawl.
George, have you ever seen the San Francisco crawl?
There's no such a thing as the San Francisco crawl.
Oh, no? Did you ever try to drive down Market Street at 5 o'clock?
Well, anyway, that speed of Johnny Weissmuller's is great.
Oh, yes, he's fast.
You bet.
I saw him last night, too.
Did you see him go into all those dives?
See him. I was with him. Can he dance?
He's a good dancer. This is probably J.J. Clifford. Now, remember, Frank, and that goes for everybody.
Right.
No wise cracks about his red beard. And, Gracie, be on your toes.
Yeah,
your whole campaign depends upon this.
Yes.
Come in.
Is Gracie here?
Well, I'm Gracie.
Who is this?
Don't you remember me, Gracie? I'm Rollo. I used to go to school with you.
Why, Rollo, how you've changed.
Yeah, I've grown. I've got on long pants.
Oh, so have I grown.
Gracie, take it easy.
Gracie, you remember the day you left school 20 years ago? You gave me a sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Well, I brought it back to you.
You mean you kept the sandwich all these years?
I don't like peanut butter.
And vice versa.
Say, Rollo used to be the smartest boy in the third grade.
I still am.
Remember the fun we used to have in school? We'd drop our books under the desk, and then we'd bend down and pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd drop them again, and we'd pick them up again. Oh, you had more fun.
Where did the fun come in?
Under the desk.
Yes, well, your book's read.
Hello, Rollo.
Oh, Rollo, this is Bubbles. Remember Bubbles?
I remember part of her.
Why, Rollo, I hardly recognized you without your dunce cap.
I don't wear it anymore. It makes me look too tall.
Yeah. You look much prettier this way.
Say, Rollo. Rollo, whatever happened to the little boy who sat right across from me?
You mean all he used to do was...
Stinky?
Oh, yes.
I haven't seen him in years.
Mm. Well, why did he do a...
Well, he was practicing to go with Shep Fields.
Well,
I wouldn't pal around with Stinky. He was a dope.
Oh, quiet, Einstein.
Gracie, who is this fellow Ray Noble who always wants to be alone with you? I'd like to punch him right in the nose.
Now, look here, I resent that old boy. I'm Ray Noble, and if I want to be alone with Gracie, I'll be alone with her.
Yeah, what about me?
No, I'd rather be alone with Gracie.
Oh, isn't this fun? I've got two men fighting over me.
And look here, I say, if you'll step outside, I'll repulse you.
Oh, yeah? Then I'll repulse you.
I'll repulse you first.
And I'll repulse you right back again.
What's going on here?
Well, boys are really repulsive.
You said it. And boys, step outside.
Who'll hold my coat?
All right, I will.
Say, that sandwich that Rollo brought back couldn't have been 20 years old.
Well, it was.
It didn't taste like it.
Bubbles, you ate a sandwich that was 20 years old?
Well, why shouldn't she? It's too old to be outside.
Well, that's nice because the sandwich in there will meet a lot of nice pickles.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, listen, everybody. This must be J.J. Clifford. And remember, no jokes about his red beard. Come in.
Yes.
Quiet. How do you do, Mr. Clifford?
How do you do, Mr. Burns?
Quiet. Mr. Clifford, this is Gracie Allen.
What are you laughing at, Miss Allen?
Oh, if I told you, Mr. Clifford, would your fuzz be red?
She means this is the first time she's met you. She has an impediment.
Oh, yes. Now, Miss Allen, no doubt Mr. Burns has told you I'm in a position to sweep you into office.
Well, thanks. You've got just the face for it.
Well, not to change subject, Mr. Clifford, but I want you to meet Bubbles and Truman Bradley.
How do you do?
And this is Frank Parker.
Beaver.
Beaver?
Well, Beaver, can you spare a dime?
One cycle to run. Yes.
What's going on?
Well, you see, he's a tenor. He's got to rehearse.
Oh. Now, Miss Allen, if our district is going to support you, we want to know what you can do for us. So let's not beat around the bush.
No, not by the hair of your chinny chin chin.
Who said that?
The Three Little Pigs.
Mr. Clifford, what about the power and water project? Remember?
Oh, yes. Hetch Hetchy.
What?
Hetch Hetchy.
Oh, coochie coochie.
Well,
I say, please.
Look, I haven't time for all this foolishness. Now, Miss Allen, let's get down to brass tacks.
Well, wouldn't you rather go to the Bell Tavern?
Look, this is a very important man.
Miss Allen, if you're elected president, what are you going to do about our street maintenance? You know, most of our streets run uphill.
Oh, don't worry. I won't let them run down.
Well, that's a new slant. Gracie, he means what kind of aid will you give California?
Well, there are only two kinds of aid.
Federal and state?
No, orange and lemon.
You certainly squeezed in that. Come in.
Look, it's a policeman with Ray Noble and Rollo.
A policeman?
Mr. Burns, you better keep these two fellows in here. We don't allow that kind of stuff here at the fair.
What were they doing, fighting, huh?
No, dancing together at the pavilion.
Dancing? Well, Mr. Clifford, I want to apologize for all this confusion.
Oh, yes, I do beg your pardon. I say, George, who is this chap?
J.J. Clifford.
Looks like Santa Claus with high blood pressure.
I can see that you people are taking my coming up here as a joke. My standing in this community is a very important one, and I do not intend to subject myself to ridicule. Good
day. Just a minute, Mr. Clifford. You see, we're here at the World's Fair, and we're all having a lot of fun and a lot of laughs, so... And, Truman, will you talk to him?
Okay. Mr. Clifford, we realize that you're one of the most influential men in the state, sir. And
right.
If we did have a bit of fun, it wasn't premeditated, I assure you. Yeah. As for having fun at your expense, it's out of the question.
Yeah.
After all, what can we possibly say that would be any funnier than that broken-down beard you're wearing?
Oh, well, there goes California.
Well, I've had enough of this. And, Mr. Burns, if you ever happen to be in the Richmond District, don't bother to look me up.
Richmond District? I used to live on 4th Avenue.
So did I, 668.
Well, so did I, on the first floor.
I lived on the second.
Stinky!
Googie!
And now Gracie will sing Tennessee Fish Fry from American Jubilee.
The catfish for the fry. Poor little you've never been to a fry. Well, ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? Ain't that scandalous? Ain't you never been to a Tennessee fish fry? Ain't you? Ain't you never fished for your dinner down south? You ain't? If you've never been to a Tennessee fish fry, then you never had a chunk of heaven right in your mouth. You ain't tasted cornbread when it's drowned in a pound of butter. You ain't swung your sweetest gal around in the dusty dough. If you've never been to a Tennessee fish fry, there's an awful lot about a picnic that you don't know. And now, irrespective, just because you've been to a Caroline clam bake, ain't no reason you acting kind of high-hat, no man. Just because you've been jamboreeing in Georgia, ain't no reason to pretend that you're an aristocrat. If you dance the cakewalk in Kentucky, then man, you're lucky. Lucky you're with me in Tennessee, where the fish is free. If you've never been to a Tennessee fish fry, my, that's the same as saying that you've never been on a spree. Yes, indeed. Now come on, Emmeline, Susie Joe, wake up, Banjo Eyes, here we go. There's an awful lot about a picnic that you don't know.
Well, Gracie, say goodnight.
Oh, no, wait, George. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chamber of Commerce has asked me to think of a way to make San Francisco more beautiful. Now, let's see.
Well, I'm going back to Los Angeles.
Oh, that'll do it.
Good night.
We're lucky to live in a country where we can sing freely, talk freely. So let's stop a moment. Thank our stars we're Americans, and give a thought to the poor unfortunates abroad. Give more than a thought, give to the Red Cross. Help the Red Cross rush relief to the helpless women and children caught in the grief of war. Send a dime or a dollar or more if you can to your local Red Cross chapter.
Thank you.
Truman Bradley wishing you good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.